It's been a little over a month since Maria first barreled through the U.S. Virgin Islands before moving on to Puerto Rico.
We're seeing progress every day, little bits and pieces here and there, but it's still really hard.
Aldeth Lewin and her family live on the north side of St. Thomas, the most heavily populated of the islands that make up the territory.
You know, there are signs of hope. Like, this last week, there were a massive influx of utility workers from all over the country that came in, actually brought their utility vehicles with them.
But she said every time they take one step forward, it feels like they take three steps backwards, and every day is a struggle.
There's just so many things that you still are faced with just every minute of every day that are such a huge challenge.
She said people in the Virgin Islands feel like the rest of the U.S. has moved on.
And definitely feel like we've been forgotten, you know, that we're yesterday's news.
The National Guard stopped distributing food aid on October 13th, leaving it up to nonprofits to fill in the void. At the same time, the implementation of a food subsidy program called Disaster SNAP was delayed by 3 weeks. USVI Governor Kenneth Mapp said at a recent press conference that the reason was people might buy perishable food that would spoil because they don't have power for refrigerators and freezers.
You want to replenish food that folks have lost. And after doing an analysis, the feds believe that it's a little bit early.
Aldeth said most islanders find that to be an unacceptable explanation.
It's ridiculous to think that because people don't have refrigeration, they shouldn't be able to get food. It's criminal. I don't understand it at all. It's a ridiculous excuse.
Meanwhile, the island's economy has been devastated. Some of the large resorts say it'll take a year or more to rebuild. In the meantime, they've laid off their staffs, leaving some newly homeless people jobless as well. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.